And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll go over some strategies, some ideas to help you improve or enhance your current investments and future retirement income. And again, the purpose of this show and all the Financial Destination shows is to provide the listener with the education or knowledge in regards to investments, options that you are kind of familiar with, but maybe you didn't know all. And then discuss with a professional, a financial advisor, a planner, or an agent to ask the risk and rewards, and then determine the suitability for your own goals and needs. This is part two of our show. We have a guest once again from Sun Life Global Investments, Eastern Canada Director. Once again, my pleasure to introduce from head office of Montreal, Francois Bernier. Welcome back, Francois.
Hi, Roger. Nice to be back with you.
All right. You had a lot of good information, and we're going to go through some stuff. We talked last week around the first part of the show about longevity and clients and preparing for, you know, a longer life and money and some of the risks and concerns people have, is, you know, running out of money. So we'll pick it up from there for those who tuned in last week. If not, they can go to my website and pick up part one. We talked about private pension companies and diminishing programs being phased out. So I guess in all that, people living longer and needing money. So how can someone, I guess, eliminate the longevity risk in their portfolio, outliving their money? What are things that clients should look for and do?
Well, first thing, you need a financial plan. That's the most important thing. You need to see an advisor and have a plan. And when I say a plan, it's not just a plan in your head, but a written plan, basically. And that plan needs to be kept up to date. So in retirement, things change. Your financial situation might change. So it needs to be kept up to date on a regular basis. Second thing, maximizing the use of government benefits such as OAS, GIS, or CPP. Is really important in retirement, because those are products that give you income for life, which is protected against longevity and inflation because they are indexed. So really maximizing the use of those benefits, meaning that should I take my CPP at 60? Should I take my CPP at 65? Should I take my CPP at 68 or 70? That's something that needs to be optimized, usually with an advisor. Third thing, we always recommend using product that can give you guaranteed income for life in retirement, at least for a sleeve of your portfolio. So there are such products such as segregated fund or annuities that give you a guaranteed income for life. You do not need to necessarily to put all your money into these products, but what you want to do is at least ensure your basic life needs. So, you know, rent, utilities, insurance, maybe a car rent, pay a car payment, so on and so forth. So at least your basic in life are covered with products that are covered against that are protected against longevity, such as annuity and segregated fund. There's going to be a very nice new product coming down the line, probably sometime next year, that it's called the Advanced Life Deferred Annuity. We call it ALDA in the industry, and that's a product that will allow basically investors to take money from their RIF or their RSP, and instead of having the obligation to withdraw from their RSP or their RIF at age 72, it allows them to buy an annuity that will only kick in up to age 85. So there will be a new product coming down the line next year that will basically allow you to buy an annuity that will protect you against longevity risk.
So this is coming out in 2022?
Coming in 2022. The law is in the books, basically, but there are negotiations with the regulators and the insurance company on that front. So the products are not available yet, but products should, according to the information that we have, should probably be available sometime next year.
That sounds quite interesting. I want to know more about that when it comes out. So I guess we talk about somewhat here on the show, but things that people ask me. So I guess, what is a guaranteed income for life solution? And how does it work? How can you guarantee me that I'm going to get a certain amount of dollars until the end of days? How does that work?
Yeah, well, basically, those types of products are offered by insurance company. Canadian insurance company. These insurance company are used to pool the risk. So they used to take the risk of various individual, basically in life insurance policy or annuities, and pool them and basically allow a person to be able to derive, in the case of annuity, an income for life. So what you do when you buy an annuity, the insurance company calculates in the population that will buy that annuity, how long people will live according to very advanced statistical analysis, and they make sure that they have enough money in that pool to be able to cover the income for all the participants in the annuity. So basically, when you're buying an annuity with an insurance company, you have a guarantee, basically, that income will be paid to you during your lifetime.
Which would be quite important, I guess, for people that do expect to see 90 plus. At 90 plus, I won't run out of money.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're 65, your parents have lived at an old ripen age, so they live until age 95, until age 100. Do you want to run out of money at age 90 or 95? No, most people do not. Most Canadians do not want to run out of money at age 95. So buying a product such as annuity, make sure that when you get to that age, income will still be coming, checks will still be deposited in your bank account.
And you have it there. And so that would be something valuable, I guess, in someone's RIF, that's, I'm going to get a certain amount of money in my RIF for longevity, I guess, is the point of
that's it.
Because other times it could run out. If it drained quickly, if I drain it quickly, or there's a severe market downturn quickly, I can't play catch up. You know, I'm losing money quickly. This would provide me with a fixed amount, I guess, for as long as I'm around.
Yeah, you're right. You have bad rate of return at early in retirement. You cannot play catch up. Plus, the way that the formula for withdrawing from RIF is done is you're basically ensured that you're going to deplete your RIF at around age 95, because the more the older you get, the more money you need to withdraw out of your RIF. So with the formula starting at age 94, 95, you have to withdraw 20% of your RIF every year. So you're basically insured of depleting your RIF by about age 95. So what happens if you live past 85? So if you have bought an annuity from some of your, don't need to put all your RIF money in there. Mm-hmm. If you have bought some annuity with some of the money in your RIF, you make sure that you still have income coming in the door once your RIF is depleted.
Because who knows? Okay.
Yeah.
That is great information. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about more about annuities and longevity and investment plans for people from 65 to 95 plus. We'll be back right after this in just a moment.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. So we're speaking once again with Francois Bernier, the Director in Sales Estate Planning, Sun Life Global Investments, the Director for Eastern Canada. And welcome back, Francois, once again.
So, nice to be back.
Okay, so we're going to talk a bit about, again, we talked about longevity and money for life and clients and their planning and the importance of planning out the next five and multiple years of planning and what they should do. So we'll get to the point at the end of the chapter. What happens when the client finally passes away? They've planned and things went well, but now they've got to age whatever, mm-hmm. and they finally have passed away. What happens the aftermath of that?
Well, it's going to depend the type of product that you use. If you use a product like an annuity, on some annuities there can be guarantees of income. So you can choose to buy a level of guarantees of income. It can be bought for 10 years, for 15 years, for 20 years. So if there is such a guarantee on the annuity that you bought and you pass away before the end of the guarantee, basically the residue of the guarantee will be payable to your heirs, basically, mm-hmm. or to your beneficiaries as disease. So basically, because basically you can designate beneficiary, it's an annuity, is an insurance contract. So like a life insurance contract, you can designate family members or loved one as a beneficiary of the residue of the value of your annuity. If you use a product like a segregated fund, which is basically like a mutual fund that can give you an income for life, a little bit like an annuity, then your heirs will inherit the residue of the value of your segregated fund. Again, those products being insurance product, you can designate in the contract of the segregated fund, you can designate a beneficiary, your spouse, your children, a friend as a beneficiary of the account. Designating a beneficiary is important because it allows you to bypass what we call probate estate administration tax, which can be fairly steep in some provinces of Canada. I think in Nova Scotia, the probate rate can be as high as 1.7%, close to 1.7% of the value.
That's quite a cost and a delay of passing money on, but you bypass that, yeah.
Absolutely. Delay is important because before settling an estate and paying the money to an heir, you need to have what we call clearance certificate from the tax authorities, and getting those can be a long process. So if you want to have access to the money in a quick manner, going through a product that is an insurance product such as an annuity or seg fund can help you speed up the estate settlement process.
Certainly for estate planning. So I guess if I'm a client, I want to find out more about Sun Life products, and I've listened in this morning and I want to know more. How can someone find out more? What is there a website? How do I find out more from Sun Life Global Investments?
Yeah, sure. Obviously, the views that I express today are only my own and are not intended to represent the views of Sun Life Global Investment. They're only provided for information purpose and are only intended for basically information, financial, tax, insurance, legal, accounting information. So it's not an advice to buy a product or sell a specific product. If you want to have more information on the product to discuss today, you can go on the website of Sun Life Global Investment. So Sun Life Global Investment in one word. On that, you will find information regarding different products that are available that we distribute. Also article on taxes, various tax topic, various legal topic also. So that would be the main place to go.
Great, thank you. And you know, with all this, we do want that. So everybody, you know, you all have your own life and investment story and story to write, and the chapters in each story in your investment, they're all part of it, your own story. And gaining wealth and knowledge after each chapter is, that's when the time comes to write your final chapter. It's nice to complete that story in your own terms with estate planning and bypassing probate with the right investments and estate planning. So when your book does come to an end, your own personal book, it's nice to have that set up. And again, I guess we'll review one more time, Francois. What do you see, I guess, some of the major risks that people should know about in retirees? What are some of the major risks they face today?
Yeah, again, sequence of investment return risk. So basically having a bad returns in your investment early in retirement, that's the most important one. Yeah. Outliving your money, what we call the longevity risk, really, really important. You need to protect. You get older than 80 years old, our expenses, medical expenses, staying home expenses rises. So we have to plan for that. Inflation, as we all know in the last year, there's inflation everywhere. So historically, we have an inflation rate around between 2 and 2.5%. So we need to be mindful of that and plan for it when you meet your advisor, basically. We have to plan throughout retirement. A dollar in 1991, that's a nice number. A dollar in 1991 is now worth 48 cents today. So that's 30 years, basically. And when you should plan, as we discussed earlier, when you plan for retirement, you have to plan at least for 30 years. So basically, the dollar that you spend today will be that you have today will be worth much less 30 years down the road.
It could be worth about half, I guess, homie.
Half, that's it. Home. So
there is, so you know, and living and all this stuff, it's expensive. It never ends. You have to keep planning all the time. You just doesn't stop at age 70 and you're on a golden path the rest of the way. You've got to keep planning, I guess, for the rest of days.
Absolutely. That's a constant process, and you have to meet your advisor on a constant basis. Your numbers have to be updated, and you need to make sure that the plan is on track.
Well, thank you very much for, again, coming in this morning on Zoom call from head office. Francois Bernier, taking your time with us today. And I want to thank Sun Life, who helped arrange this morning, and Francois Bernier, once again, taking the time to speak with us this morning. Very informative. So we trust that you, the listeners, have gained some knowledge, something you can take away that you could help boost your current investments and extend or enhance your retirement income. This show will be on my website in a few weeks. Both shows, you can visit yourfinancialdestination.ca. You can visit me. My office is 1702 Sackville Drive, or I can visit you if you prefer. I live in Dartmouth, but it's easier at the office. We can do evenings, we can do weekends, if needed. The phone number is 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.